Also sich nicht so bache gesagt, sag mir, wenn wir heute mit der Schabe staff kuf lamet base. Sagt mir der Rabbon only arguing about the Ezra regarding the machshire mitzvah of Mila. That they say is not der Schabe. Everyone agrees that Mila itself overrides Shabbos, der Schabe. How is that known? So Ulur Rabbi Yitzchak Bol say it halach lo mashim Sinai. In fact, our Bryce says that we learn pekuach nefesh is der Schabe from a kavochemer from Mila. If Mila is Deich HaShabbos, Kuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. In fact, if Mila itself is learned from Lachem HaShem Yisina, we couldn't use it as a basis of a Kav HaChomer, because Rabbi Lozman Uzziah says in a Braisa that you can't learn a Kav HaChomer based on a Lachem HaShem Yisina. So rather, Rabbi Lozman says that we learn Mila is Deich HaShabbos from Gzeir Shav and the word Ois. It says Ois by Shabbos, it says Ois by Mila to teach that Mila is Deich HaShabbos. The Gemara Ois is written by Tefillin also, so Tefillin should be Deich HaShabbos. The Gemara we learn Mila from Shabbos through Gzeir Shav and the word Bris. In fact, Gemara, if so, a Bris that's done after the eighth day should also be Deich HaShabbos because it says Bris Lagabi such a Mila as well. So Gemara, we learn Mila from Shabbos through Gzeir Shav, the word Dairus. In fact, the word Dairus is written by Tzitzis also, so the Mechshir Mitzvah of Tzitzis, making the Nach, should be Deich HaShabbos as well. Rav Nachmittag says, regarding Shabbos, the Pesukim says, Ois, Bris, and Dairus. All three are also written in the Gabi Mila. And therefore, we learn Mila from Shabbos only because of all three, not something that only has one or two. Yechon says, the Pesuk says, Uva Yoim HaShmini, which says, Uva Yoim HaFilu B'Shabbos. That's why we know Mila is Deich HaShabbos. In fact, Shlokesh, the Pesuk by Mechusa Kippurim also says, Uva Yoim, so maybe his carbon should be Deich HaShabbos. Gemara says, that Uva Yoim is needed to teach that carbon can only be brought by day, not by night. Maybe the Yom Mila also is needed to teach that Mila can be done by day, not by night. So that we learn from the pasuk of Shmoinas Yomim, after Yomim, not V'loi B'leilis. Regarding Karbonos, the pasuk says, B'yoyim Tzavosoy, so that can teach can be brought by day and not by night. So Bazoy, so the pasuk of Uva Yoyim Legabe Mechusa Kippurim should teach that can be even be brought on Shabbos. The Gemara from B'yoyim Tzavosoy, we wouldn't learn that can only be brought by day, because you would think that since we see the Torah is so makel when it comes to Mechusa Kippurim, we even allow, well, the Torah allows different Karbonos to be brought for a poor person, make it easier for him to be brought it, to bring it, so maybe it can be brought at night also. That's why we need a second pasuk to teach you, no, it can't be brought at night. Racha B'Yakov says, the pasuk says, Shmini, Vayam HaShmini. Shmini teaches us, Shmini HaFilu B'Shabbos. That pasuk is needed to teach that Mila can't be done on the seventh day. It has to be, you have to wait for the eighth day. Mora says, that we can learn from Ben Shmonas Yomim, that it has to be 8 days old. Both pasukim are needed. One is to teach that before the eighth day is not the proper time, and one teach that after the eighth day is not the proper time. So also you have to go back to the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. That is based on Uva Yoyim. The Braisa says like Rabbi Yechon. The Braisa says, the pasuk says Shmini Yimoil, which means it should be done on the eighth day, even if it's not on Shabbos. The Braisa says maybe the pasuk means it should be done on the eighth day, only if it's not on Shabbos. The Braisa says, therefore the pasuk says by Yoyim the teacher is even done on Shabbos. Rav explains the thought process behind the Tana. First he said yes, then he needed another pasuk. He explains like this: the Tana originally felt that Mila should be Doicha Shabbos based on a Kav HaChomer from Tzaras. Tzaras is Doicha the Avoida. Koyinu as Tzaras can't do the Avoida. Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. We do the Avoida on Shabbos. So if Tzaras, which is Doicha the Avoida, and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, so Mila, which is Doicha Tzaras, you're allowed to cut off a Tzaras if it's B'makam Mila, then for sure Mila should be Doicha Shabbos. That's what the Tana originally felt. The Tana then felt that maybe Tzaras is more Chumadik than the Avoida. They felt that the Tzaras is not pshat, that Tzaras is more chumadik than the Avoida. Rather, Tzaras is not more chumadik than the Avoida. Just that someone with Tzaras is not fit to do the Avoida. If that's true, it can't be the basis of a Kav HaChomer. That's what the Tana ultimately comes out and says. Bayoim teaches that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, Bayoim afilu b'Shabbos, without a Kav HaChomer. Bryce says a Mila done in its proper time on the eighth day, and even if it's not done in its proper time, not on the eighth day, it's Doicha Tzaras. But only a Mila done in its proper time is going to be Doicha Yom Tov. Another Braisa explains, the Pasuk says, Yimol Basar Alosei, which uses the Mila is done even if there's Tzaras. The Braisa asks, maybe the Pasuk means we only do Mila when there's no Tzaras. The Braisa says, we have a second Pasuk that says, Basar, teach that the Mila is done even if there's Tzaras there. Rav explained, the Tana initially felt that Mila should override Tzaras based on Kav HaChomer. If Mila is Doicha Shabbos, which is very Chumadik, it should surely be Doicha Tzaras. The Tana then said, maybe Tzaras is more Chumadik. We find that Tzaras is Doicha the Avoida, which itself is Doicha Shabbos. The Tana therefore says we have another pasuk of Basar to teach that Mila does taka is doicha tzaras. Lishna Chrina says that the Tana initially felt that Mila is doicha tzaras because Mila is an assay and tzaras is a lois assay, and assay is doicha lois assay. The Tana then said tzaras is actually an assay and a lois assay, and therefore the assay of Mila can't override that. The Tana therefore says we have pasuk of Basar to teach that Mila is doicha tzaras. The word Basar is only written in the pasuk regarding the Mila on the eighth day, and then regarding a gadol who has yet does not have Mila, but someone who in between the eighth day was not yet a gadol. How do we know that this is going to apply with him also? Maybe such a Mila in between the eighth day and before he becomes a gadol should not be Doicha Tzaras. But he says it's Tzara Shova from a Mila done on the eighth day and a Mila done as an adult, that both of them at the end of the day are a Mila and they're Doicha Tzaras, so to all Milas can be Doicha Tzaras. Rava says an eighth day Mila doesn't need a pasuk to override Tzaras, because we learn it from Kav HaChomer. If it's a Doicha Shabbos, which is more Chumadik, then it can definitely be a Doicha Tzaras, which is less Chumadik. Safri asks, maybe Tzaras is more Chumadik than Shabbos, because we see that Tzaras overrides the Avoida, which itself is Doicha Shabbos. Tzaras is not more Chumadik than Avoida, it just means the person is unfit to do the Avoida. In fact, more from the fact that we don't allow a Kohen to just cut off the Tzaras to do the Avoida, we see that it's We see that means that tzaras is more chumadik than avoida. So even if you cut off the tzaras, he'd still be tamei yabazoi. He said it wouldn't help him do the avoida by cutting off the tzaras. Aye, what about a tzaras that doesn't make him tamei? Why can the kohen cut that off and then immediately do the avoida? It must be that he's not allowed to do that because tzaras is more chumadik than the avoida. Rashi says not because tzaras is more chumadik. The reason why the assay of the avoida is not doich the lois assay of tzaras is because when you do the lois assay happens at a different time than the assay. You cut it off, you're over the lois assay, you're not going to be yoy to the assay until you do the avoida, which is different by mila. By mila, as you're doing the assay of mila, you're also at that exact second doing the lois assay of cutting off the tzaras, and that's why it's doicha. This machloek between Rav and Rav Safa is actually machloek between Tanam and a braisa. The braisa, Rabbi Yoshiya, says, we learn that tzaras may be cut off during the mila from a pasuk, like Rav Safa said. Rabbi Yoshiya said, we learn from a klal v'chomer, like Rav said.